as you've been hearing in the news, construction on the Site C Dam project is slated to begin next year. It will be the largest public infrastructure project in BC history, and it's being built just 7 kilometers away from Fort St. John, a city already straining from an influx of workers. Laurie Ackerman is the mayor, and she joins me on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Take us back to listening to this announcement. What was the mood like inside City Hall?
Well, it was mixed. It was mixed in City Hall, just as it's mixed in the community and the region.
Tell me a little bit more about that. How is it mixed?
Well, there's a lot of people who have lived here for a long time. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter how long you've lived here. There's a lot of people who understand the intrinsic value of that valley and really don't want to see it lost to a third dam. They believe that there are alternative methods that could be explored to take a look at how energy could be produced for the province. And then there are those who have resigned themselves to the fact that British Columbia has two working rivers, the Peace and the Columbia, and that the asset behind the W.A.C. Bennett Dam in Williston Lake is something that should be used again. And then there are those who are just adamantly opposed to it. So it's a real range of expressions from the announcement.
And Mayor Ackerman, on what side of the coin do you land?
Well, I understand that there's two working rivers in the province of British Columbia. I am going to miss the valley. It certainly provides our community with quality of life and quality of experience that that we value. As a British Columbian, there's recognition that there's more energy to be needed. I believe that there's other options. Our community chose to, as a local government, look at our community rather than the project itself. And that's when we went into the Let's Talk Site C in 2012.
Right, and we've been talking about that a little bit. Just recently, we had you on the show, and you compared Site C to the story of Noah and the flood, and you talked about building an ark. So now that we know this is going ahead in about a year's time, what's your ark going to look like?
Well, and that's the results, the position paper that we came with when the community had that remarkable conversation with us. And so, foundationally, what the community agreed upon was that anything that the community and BC Hydro comes together on, there needs to be a formal agreement to ensure that the agreed upon benefits are in fact provided. Historically, there have been some handshakes in the previous two dams that did not get fulfilled, and so that was a big concern for the community. As well, council wanted to maintain its legitimate authority to make decisions concerning the future of the community, not just this council, future councils as well. We have an official community plan that's very robust, and so the long-term plans of building community must be enhanced by this project. We don't need to be disenfranchised by it. We also felt that financial implications associated with the construction should be borne by the proponent and not by the Fort St. John taxpayers or future taxpayers, and that the project must provide benefits to the community consistent with our vision for a sustainable community.
And do you think that's actually going to take place?
Well, that's what we're working on. It is definitely the framework for the agreement that we're still working on with BC Hydro. And so when I'm told that construction is not going to proceed until the summer of 2015, and this gives us another 6 months to iron out some of these issues and details, I have hope, a glimmer of hope, that we're going to be able to achieve an agreement. Not one that's going to be, everyone's going to be happy, because we certainly have to negotiate a deal, but it's something that we're working on.
I'm speaking to Fort St. John Mayor Laurie Ackerman about how her city is planning for the construction of Site C Dam. Has the province or BC Hydro approached you yet to help out with some of the problems you're raising?
We've had conversations with BC Hydro. We raised all of the issues with the ministers at the Union of BC Municipalities. Of course, as you know, some of the issues are that we need more appropriate and adequate health care in Fort St. John. That is, everyone is hearing that. It doesn't matter who I'm speaking to, but especially with this project moving on, healthcare is an issue. We need to see an increase in the provincial complement of RCMP members because, of course, this project is outside of the jurisdiction of Fort St. John as well.
Lots of workers coming to that area.
Absolutely, and we're already under pressure. We need two new elementary schools and a new middle school, and so the city has set aside land, but the Ministry of Education needs to step up and work with us to make those reality.
Now, before I let you go, Mayor Ackerman, we heard earlier this morning from the Mayor of Hudson's Hope, also from the West Moberly First Nation. Both of them plan to continue to fight this project. How concerned are you that Site C might strain your relationship with neighboring communities?
I don't think there's going to be a strain. I think there's a recognition that we've just taken two different approaches to how we're dealing with this. The city of Fort St. John recognized that local government is really not a part of the decision-making process. We have residents within our community who, as I said at the beginning, are very much opposed to this and are involved in the fight to stop Site C. And we certainly are not standing in their way. But as local government, we recognized what our role is and chose to say if this project was to move forward, then what would our community need in order to grow sustainably? And we're doing that in the face of all project development. This isn't the only one that we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could have easily gone out and hired lawyer after lawyer, but that would be a cost to our taxpayer and maybe not give us the feedback from the community that we got.
Well, we'll continue to watch this and see how BC Hydro and the province works with your community as they prepare to build this large infrastructure project. Mayor Ackerman, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Carolina. Have a great day.
Laurie Ackerman is mayor of Fort St. John. She says that their community plans to work with the province or BC Hydro for the construction of Site C Dam, but also hopes to see a lot of help in terms of more of an RCMP force, more education plans, more in terms of healthcare. So we'll be watching for that as well. We turn it to you in Fort St. John. How are you feeling about this project? Laurie Ackerman described two sides of the coin, those who were opposed and those who saw some benefit from it. You can let us know. daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. We also have the question posed on our Facebook page at Daybreak North.